And in the summertime, mostly wind from the south, you know, in this direction, east and south, southwest. If you get wind off of the Gulf, that makes it cool. So it is. This is it. We're getting we get right at a change of a season. Thick in the springtime is the same thing. Thick in the winter, when the winter starts in November, I mean December, and then that's where you get another stormy period. 3-4 days of stormy period, cloudy and rain and nasty weather. And then it changes to winter. You have winter for 3 months, 90 days, like that December, January, and February. Then you come to March. You drop off until about the middle of March, and then springtime comes again, and everything blooms up. You got 3 quarters, you understand? I mean 4 quarters. You get summer, you got spring, summer, fall, and winter. That's 4 quarters. That's 90 days on each quarter.
Can you ever look up in the sky and tell things, you know, one way or the other, how the weather's going to do? Or?
No, I never have. But in other words, I can't predict the weather into looking at the sky or look at the weather. I mean at the clouds. The only way that I predict my weather is from one year into the other, from 1 month into the other. Understand the beginning, second and third and fourth. That's where I have it on my calendar. Every day when I get up, I get my temperature at early morning. What the temperature is and what the weather is. If it's cloudy, I put down cloudy. If it's raining, I put raining. If it's showers, I put showers. And if it don't rain in the morning, the weather's fair, I put fair weather in the morning. And before the day is over, if the shower making up, I come back on that same date, and I put showers.
Showers are just...
Showers on that day.
What does showers mean?
Showers mean rain.
A lot of rain?
Well, showers. Not a lot of rain, but showers, like we've been having.
Yeah.
Showers come along, rain for maybe a half hour or something like that, like it's been raining, and it's over with.
Does it rain hard when it
and
rains?
Then if they have a heavy rain, then I put on general rain, you know what I mean? If you rain for all day and missing rain and all that kind of stuff, I say, well, general rain, that's the way I carry it on my calendar. And that way, it's the best way to keep track. That's the way that most of the people that predicts the weather works that way too. They work from the cycle of the moon and the earth, the way it revolves. You understand, every 24 hours she goes around, makes a circle. She's just this way, and then the way the sun shines on the moon, the way the moon it passes the sun, that's what makes the circle on the moon like it is, because when the sun gets back below the surface, the moon is over there, but you just saw a little strip on the side. The other part, you can see the moon in the dark part, but you see just a little piece that shines where the sun, just like you put a light on to that door, then you just see a little hole through it. And it shines on, and every day as it revolves, it gets bigger and bigger. You can see more of the moon. Until it gets all the way, first thing you know, like it was Sunday, it don't reflect it this way, and the sun shines, and the moon is right in the path of the sun.
Did your daddy ever plant, like, on the one time of the year, or would he plant at a certain time of the moon?
Well, yeah, the idea is this, that you have to plant at the regular time if you want anything to mature or to multiply. You know what I mean? If you want anything to grow above ground, you got to plant at a certain stage of the moon. You see, the idea is this, that the way we work that with the almanac, in the bright of the moon, on the increase of the moon, you know what I mean? Like it was last week and week before last, it's time to plant above ground. Whatever you're going to plant, that'll bear fruit above ground. Anything, any vegetable above ground.